Today's a 50-50 Sunday, and the funds we'll be sharing the funds during our offering with Freedom University. And to give a brief talk about Freedom University, I would like to welcome to the podium their executive director, Dr. Emiko Soltis.
Good morning, everybody. I have to apologize if I have some incoherence. I woke up at 3 a.m. and took the 6 a.m. New York City flight here this morning and drove here. But I was in New York representing Freedom University at a conference at the UN. I feel like there's not a whole lot left for me to say after both Connie and Rafael shared their stories. But I want to speak to you in my capacity as a citizen who just happened to have I guess the privilege of just being born on this side of the border. That's what makes all of us citizens. And that is the only difference. And I'm just here to tell you a little bit more about our organization. I'm really glad our students were able to share their stories with you because it's their stories and recognizing their dignity as human beings that really drives our work at Freedom U. But Freedom U is a modern day freedom school for undocumented students who've been banned from equal access to public universities in Georgia. We provide them completely free college-level classes. We help them apply to college and to scholarships. And we also provide a movement leadership training program, so a lot of our students are becoming incredible public speakers. And I also want to thank Dave Dunn for inviting us here today. As you may know, Dave and I and several others spent a day in jail together back in February, standing in solidarity with our students. And the reason why we exist here in Georgia is because Georgia is unfortunately the most discriminatory state in regards to its treatment of undocumented students. And back in 2011, two policies went into place here in Georgia. Policy 416, which bans undocumented students from the top five public universities, University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, our students can't even apply, right? Remember that these schools also banned black students in 1960. And it also passed policy 434, which is an in-state tuition ban throughout the rest of the state. So people are like, don't worry, that's just a five-college ban. But even if they wanted to go to Georgia Perimeter, for example, they have to pay international student rates that are oftentimes 3 to 4 times more expensive than in-state tuition. The same in-state tuition that people they went to kindergarten with are paying, right? And so for these reasons, you know, Freedom University was founded in 2011, several months after this ban went into place. And the name Freedom University is really important. First, it honors the legacy of the Southern Freedom Schools. How many of you know about the Southern Freedom Schools? I'm becoming a teacher right now, but yes. So in 1964, during the height of the Black Freedom Movement, young people from across the country went to Mississippi, not only to do voter registration drives, but they also set up schools to create spaces where people could become leaders, and it was education for action. And so the Southern Freedom Schools inspired our name. But we also chose Freedom University because we have the best acronym of any school in the country. So yes, I'll just let that stay out there. Our core beliefs are that all human beings have inherent dignity and rights. And we study the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at Emory, at Freedom University. And I skipped ahead, but yes. And that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is our core document at Freedom University. And one of the first days of class when we welcome students in the fall is for students to study it in small groups. And then article by article, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was proclaimed in 1948 as the grounding of the international human rights framework. And article by article in these 30 articles that outlines all the rights we have as human beings, we ask the students if those rights are realized in their lives here in the United States. And oftentimes, they only raise their hands 6 or 7 times. Right? And specifically, Article 26 states that all people, all human beings have the right to education, and that the right to higher education shall be based on merit, right? And this was a document that was signed 70 years ago, and yet we're still having troubles recognizing this right here in Georgia. So I've been at Freedom University since 2013. I serve as the professor of human rights. And I love talking about our classes, but talk to me in the coffee hour later. But at our core, our students are college-age young people, age 17 through 25. And our students are undocumented, and there's many forms of being undocumented. Some have DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Some are fully undocumented. Some have TPS, or temporary protected status. But we welcome all young people who identify as undocumented, and the only qualification is that they commit to following their dreams and supporting their peers.
Right.
And that is why our students are so close to one another and care for one another so deeply. And our faculty members are full-time faculty members at colleges such as Emory, such as Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Morehouse, and Spelman. And they come to our classes every Saturday and Sunday to donate their time as teachers in this state. And I also want to be clear that we have a very clear strategy. Our core mission, of course, is to provide a safe place for undocumented youth to continue their education despite these bans in Georgia. But we also have both a local, state, national, and international strategy as well. And here in Georgia, we've fought to change the policies of private universities so that undocumented students can bypass the state and go to private universities who can set their own admissions policies. And in 2015, we changed the policy at Emory University after a year of campaigning and visiting classes and meeting with the president. And undocumented students were at the table. And so now Emory accepts both DACA and fully undocumented students and provide full need-based aid to those who qualify. And that's a huge victory here. And we've changed the policies at more than 10 private universities across the country, including Smith College, Bard, Soka University, and many others. And at the federal level, we are working with national groups such as United We Dream, UndocuBlack to put pressure to change federal policies regarding immigration. A lot of people know the term DREAM Act, right? Hopefully. That would create a pathway to citizenship. But what a lot of people don't know is that the DREAM Act was first introduced in 2001. I like to say that the DREAM Act is so old that if it were a person, it could vote for itself today, right? Which is both funny and devastating, right? So undocumented young people have been waiting their entire lives now at FreedomU for the DREAM Act to pass. And at the international level, we also engage with the United Nations. And this past December 10th of 2018, on the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we submitted a formal complaint to the UN inviting them to send special rapporteurs to Georgia to investigate the violation of human rights of undocumented youth. And we hope that they will come. Unfortunately, they need an invitation from the US government. So we're not particularly hopeful right now. But one of my favorite successes at FreedomU, actually there's many. but I think to see students laughing in our classrooms is probably the biggest success, right? When everything in this country right now tells them that they should stay home, that they should be afraid. And yet they're coming to beautiful spaces like this and are sharing beautiful stories about learning to count with tomatoes and sharing their successes in going to college despite the reality of Georgia and our country right now. And Rafa is one of many students who've been able to secure a full scholarship to college. And this year, half of our students won full scholarships to college, including Sammy.
Yay. Yay.
But I think, first and foremost, we are educating and empowering a new generation of freedom fighters who can lead their own struggle for decades to come. And so I want you to join me after the service today to greet each one of the students. Please hold their hands or hug them if they're willing and tell them that they're welcome here. Every time we do a public event, it's such an important counterweight to what we hear on the news. So thank you so much for welcoming us. Sorry. And we're just so grateful to be here today. Thank you.